Good evening. So good to be here. We've had such a fantastic time here. I have my girls out with me, and I think we managed to take every mode of transportation today. We drove all over the city, and we went to Chinatown, and then we rode the trolley cars, and you know what? They didn't charge us. Do we have tourists across our forehead or something? Because we jumped on and we kept waiting to pay and nobody took our money and we did it twice. And then we took the BART line from the city out here. And I gotta say, everybody was so friendly to us. And nobody knew a clue, didn't have a clue who I was. They were just super friendly and helpful. Because of course we got on the wrong train going the wrong direction. And these two girls are like, where are you going? So I'm going to Berkeley. They're like, wrong train, wrong way. But it was quite an adventure. And anyway, we're thrilled to be here. God, what a gorgeous place. Last time I was here, actually sat right there and I saw Peter Gabriel play. That was an amazing concert. But anyway, I'm playing tonight. So we're gonna get right to it and play some crazy loud stuff.
Thank you.
excitement. Thank you. Yeah, I just realized that I didn't even tell you about the show, really. I mean, we sort of, it's kind of loose, we're just playing a bunch of music. But as well, if you notice, I have my living room with me. I brought it from home, because I love my living room. And it's part of my desire to try and break the fourth wall. You know, there's this sort of invisible separation between you and me, us, all of us here together, and we're all sharing something really intimate and beautiful. And I wanted to try and figure out how to engage you guys in different ways. And one of the things I did last time was I gave the invitation to ask questions to me, and there's little pieces of paper at the merch table, and you can write whatever you want to me, and it goes into my hat a couple times throughout the set, and I'll answer questions. And I did that last time, and it was so much fun, and I thought, I want to take it one step further. So I ran a social media contest, basically asking people how they shine. And we got some really beautiful and poignant stories about people's struggles and adversity and how they overcame things, and just gorgeous, sweet, and sad tales and triumphs. So we randomly selected some folks from the social media contest to come up and sit on the couch and be part of the show for a couple songs and see how it feels. So we're going to be doing that a couple times this evening as well. So that's kind of the gist of it. I just, you know, I sort of feel like there's always a big love in. And I love that I still get to do this. I'm so thankful. I'm having an amazing time. Thank you. Appreciate you indulging me with my new songs. I know everybody's, I'm sure, much more familiar with my old stuff, but I'm so excited about my new record. I really love it, and I love all the songs. Thank you. So I appreciate that you let me play most of them. This is one of my favorites. This is something I wrote with my producer, Pierre Marchal, and it's kind of about that battle between head and heart. When you've lost someone you really love and care about, even though it fell apart for a lot of reasons, and you're sort of trying to move forward and figure out how to do that, and your heart kind of keeps holding you back. Are we just drops of rain, falling for a little while? Trying to hold on to what matters till the end. I keep walking forward like I know where I'm headed. Oh, I wish you were here to see me. Yeah. 'Cause I should be thinking. Sometimes I feel I can go on, let it get me down. So hard to hear. Oh, when I fall to my knees, it hurts just so bad. Let's go. Heaven bent to take my hand and lead me through the fire. Be the long-awaited answer to a long-painful fight. The truth be told, I've tried my best, but somewhere along the way, got caught up in all the wounds to offer. But the cost was so much more than ever.
Thank you.
Now, it may not be completely obvious or prevalent lyrically in some obvious manner on the record. I think for me, a huge part of writing this record and recognizing the place that I have found myself in at this time in my life is a profound sense of gratitude. And I mean, I've always been grateful, but it seems to be building and growing, especially with struggle and strife and conflict. You know, it when you rub up against those hard things, you figure out who you are and what you're made of, and it kind of makes you stronger. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to feel whole and solid and good. And I guess that I'm thinking of this next song, and it sort of speaks to that idea of being grateful for what it is that we have. I mean, I'm so lucky because in my early 20s, I went with a nonprofit to Thailand and Cambodia for over a month to shoot a documentary film to show the work that they did there. And it was such a profound life-changing experience for me because, you know, I came from a pretty conservative middle-class Canadian upbringing. And I, you know, see those things on the television, and you go, oh, well, it's awful, and you change the channel. And when you're there sort of immersed in the culture of it, it's so different. And I came back with this profound sense of being so grateful for everything that I had taken for granted in my life up to that point. And it really changed me in the way that I viewed the world and the way that I recognized my own sense of responsibility in it. And I really feel though that every single one of us, you know, has that ability to shine, has that ability to give something positive to the world. And that's certainly, you know, what I'm trying to do is create positive social change in the world. And I really believe whether it's giving money to charity or making somebody a really good cappuccino, you know, you're putting a smile on someone's face, that's a huge thing. And all those things have a ripple effect that is positive and beautiful. And especially when it's a really good double cappuccino. And y'all have great coffee here, by the way. Anyway, so that's sort of the idea behind this next one is that though we can get lost sometimes in all the bad things and the darkness that's going on all around us, it's really important to try and keep that light shining because though we all are capable of all sorts of horrible things, we're capable of beautiful, wonderful things too. And if we can hold on to that and lean into those difficult times and try and shine throughout them all, I think it's really, really important.
The world is on fire. It's more than I can handle. I dive into the water. I try to bring my share. I try to bring more. It's more than I can handle. I bring it to the table. I bring what I am made of.
Yeah.
into the water. I'll try to bring my share. I'll try to bring more. It's more than I can handle. Bring it to the table.
It's that point in the show where we are going to invite the folks who won the social media contest up on the stage. Those with the yellow wristbands are going to come stage right. See, there's Mark over there waving his hand. You go see him, and he's going to situate you on the couch. And in the meantime, I'm going to answer a couple questions from the hat. There's some fresh questions in here. What does San Francisco have to say? Do you have a bucket list? If so, what would one of the items on your list be? To surf every day for a year. And to expand my horizons and surf more in the same place that I always go. I'm terribly habitual. I go to Old Man's, San Jose del Cabo in Mexico, because I know the break and I know exactly where to go so I don't kill myself. I was the same when I skied all those years ago. I'd always go on the same green run over and over and over again until I knew it like the back of my hand. Kind of boring, I know. What happens if you have to pee on stage? I have a fairly strong bladder. Capable of holding it in for quite some time, thank you very much. It did happen, though, on my Sarah and Friends tour. I think at some point during, you know, there's two sets, and I went downstairs and we were chatting and having a great time, and all of a sudden we had to come back up, and I think the second song, and I'm like, holy crap. And I basically said, I'm sorry, okay. I was very nice about it, but usually I'm fine. How old, Cassidy, age 6 years old, how old were you when you started the piano? Cassidy, I was 11 years old because my parents got a used piano for me from friends who were moving away. So at 11, I started taking ukulele when I was 4 and guitar when I was big enough to hold it. Has anyone ever asked you to sign their bra? I've had some odd places. I've signed some odd body parts. Yes, I've signed a few bras. And will you sign mine? Did you bring an extra? Or are we going to have a striptease here? Because I don't know if that's Alicia, section C. Not to put you on the spot. Sure. I can sign your bra. You bring it down and we'll take care of that for you. But I see there's some folks over here, so I'm going to go over and say hi. Hello. Hi, nice to meet you guys. Hello. Do you have any questions for me? Maybe not right now. But she offered me a massage. Sorry, I say massage. That makes it sound a little seedy. But masseuse is not good either. Okay, massage therapist. Okay, I still say massage. I don't know. But thank you. I don't really have time right now. But I'll take a rain check. Any other questions? You're from Canada. What part?
Ontario.
So I won't hold that against you. I'm just kidding. We're from Vancouver. We have a friendly rivalry. Well, actually, I'm from Nova Scotia, but I've been in Vancouver 27 years, so let's call it Vancouver. But, well, nice to meet you guys. Okay, I'll go back and sing some more songs. What do you think of it? What does it feel like to have all these people staring at me? It's been a while, huh? Come up here. Okay, we're going to get back to some music. Thank you for the questions. I got to, you have a question? Will I do another Lilith? Oh my goodness. someday, you know, there's nothing in the works right now, but I had an amazing time. I loved being part of that. So you never know. Maybe someday. Yeah. I got some frothy love songs for you right now. They're few and far between, these frothy, lighthearted love songs, but I figured I gotta pepper this up with them every once in a while, just to keep you smiling. This is another new one. This is the first song, actually, that we wrote for this record. And it's sort of about coming to terms with your disillusionment around people's morals, or lack thereof. And, you know, I consider myself a really open-hearted, open-minded people. I let everybody in, and I treat everybody the same. And I have a pretty high standard of expectation for myself, and so I sort of expect other people to follow suit, and it's kind of a bummer when they don't. But, I just recognize now, it's like, okay, I see that agenda, I get that now, I understand that, I'm just gonna put you over there. And, it's okay, you know, because again, it's that they're rubbing up against the hard stuff that, it's where you figure out what you're made of, and God, wouldn't life be boring if everybody were all the same? So we kind of need those assholes in our lives, so we're used to just show you what the straight and narrow needs to be, you know? Bless them. Thank you.
as creatures looking under the bed.
Set him in love, for I much.
So we're going to take a quick break, give you a chance. Look at these things falling from the sky. Look at this. We're going to give you a chance to stretch your legs, get a drink, go pee. And if you have any more questions, you can go to the merch booth and write them down, and I'll end up in my hat, and I'll answer some more questions later. So see you soon. A big part of this record is dedicated in sorts to my dad, who is a pretty awesome guy. And I lost him just before Christmas. It'll be 4 years ago at Christmas. And I think, like many things that are precious, I don't really think I fully understood the loss until he was gone. He was such a rock for me, and really offered unconditional love at all times, which is so very rare these days. And it was a great privilege knowing him, and I wanted to honor him, and so I wrote a song for him called "Song for My Father." Here it is.
That I can tell you it's to you that I would run. You were the place that I could always rest my head when my world had come undone. 'Cause I've been wrestling with my demons, telling me on you now, it's the chaos and the noise. You're all I bear in the dark, a constant and wavering heart. You were the will to cool my fury. Deep and calm, your waters feel. Your quiet words, the sound to soothe my wayward soul. It was there I learned to hear. Thank you.
So many of my songs are love songs. I'm kind of obsessed with love, obsessed with why love often, so often goes wrong in all its many multitudes. And when I set out to write this new record, I started writing breakup songs. And I thought, good God, not again. I'm done with that. I did that on the last record. I don't want to keep writing the same old song. I'm in a different place. I feel way better. I feel whole and complete, and I have amazing children, great friends, awesome job, best job in the world. I have an awesome free music school in Vancouver that I've been running for 13 years, and there's just so much that's filled my heart and my life up, and I felt real blessed. And then I met somebody, and everything kind of blew wide open. Exponentially. And I guess that's what love is all about. You know, it's supposed to make your world bigger. And I fell very much in love. I'm still very much in love. And he's actually here tonight, so I get to play this for him. He enabled me to turn those songs that I couldn't finish writing around and become hopeful and positive. So this is for you, sweetie.
Thank you.
To before the depressing breakup song. I can't get away from them. It's okay. They're good. They're part of my stepping stones.
Following your aimless path away from us.
you.
Feel the rage on.
just want to keep playing here every night. Well, it is now that time, once again, in the set to invite the second set of folks up on the couch. Those with the blue little wristy things, go over there and meet Mark, and he'll get you situated on the couch, and I'm going to answer some more questions. I'm still waiting on that bra, by the way. What is your favorite place to surf? Well, other than Old Man's in San Jose del Cabo, Tofino, the west coast of Vancouver Island, is pretty awesome. Actually, I met Chris Isaak once at the airport here, and he was so sweet. He walked right up to me and said, "Hey, I hear you surf. Have you ever want to, you know, surf in San Francisco?" He says, and I said, "Aren't there sharks?" I said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, but, you know, they leave us alone for the most part." You know, I thought that was very sweet of them. Let's see. Oh, dear. Have you made love to any of your songs? That's so creepy! Can you imagine? Wait a minute, honey, I gotta turn my music off. It's gonna really get me in the mood. I go into a restaurant, when they're playing my music, I ask them very nicely if they wouldn't mind turning it off. It's just, it's kind of weird being there when your music's playing and people looking at them, see, yeah. Can you share a story about growing up in Halifax? I spent my first 18 years in Halifax. It's a wonderful place to live. It's pretty safe. I lived just this much on the right side of the tracks. And basically, the tracks were right there across the street, and there was a grain elevator there, too. And we used to get in all sorts of trouble. I'll never forget going back there and having a cigarette when I was 11 years old. And, oh, yes, it was disgusting. I thought it was really cool. And the guys, the security guys, caught us, put us in the back of their cop car, scared the shit out of me. I didn't do that again. But yeah, that's not a great story to tell, actually, when I think about it. Don't smoke if there's any kids out here. It's awful, disgusting thing. Vaporizers are all right. Did you have a favorite lullaby to sing to your kids? If so, would you share? Yeah, I sort of made up stuff. Like I had Taj, my little one's Taja, Taj the Explorer. Climbing the mountaintops, trying to reach higher, reach to the stars, you can do anything that you set your mind to. And then I kind of forgot to finish it. But, that was one of them. And funnily enough, my little one was like, my eldest, she's like, "Don't say mommy." God love them, they know how to put you in your place. Oh, you know what? I see there's fresh folks in the couch, so I'm going to go there and say hi. Fresh folks. That sounds kind of like fresh meat. Jeez. I don't mean it like that. Nice to meet you guys. Hi. How are you? Good, how are you? Anybody have a question for me? Is it comfortable? Awesome. Good. So you guys all from here? From here? This is the only thing I'm good at, so I don't know. I'd probably be a starving artist of some sort. You know, I love jewelry design, I love interior design, I love drawing. Don't know whether I could have made a living at it, but thanks to my flourishing musical career, I got to use all my doodles and put them on t-shirts and stuff like that, and people seem to like that, so it's fun. It keeps my fingers out of my mouth, the drawing thing. But any other questions? Do you have a question?
Can you take a selfie with us?
You'll have to see my butt for a second. Sorry. It's just another person.
Oh,
thank you. Nice to meet you guys. What's that?
Of course.
Oh, see? Love it. Awesome. Good. That's what we're trying to promote here. Do we have a Sharpie? Do we need a jumbo? Yeah, she can come up here. Yeah. Yes. Pardon me? Yeah, do you want to talk? Okay, it's so. What's taking so long? Come on over here. Good heavens, we have a show to run here. What's going on? Come, come, come. All right, then. Bras are good? Taken care of? All right. Do you want this back? Here. Okay. Yeah. Introduce you to my awesome, awesome band. Over here on bass, Mr. John Evans. On drums, Mr. Kurt Mascaro. On guitars, Mr. Joel Shearer. And on keyboards, Mr. Vincent Jones. I ask all of you to help me give a warm hand of applause to my amazing crew for working so hard day in and day out to put this whole show on, make it look great, sound great, run smooth, my crew! And most important, I want to thank all of you so much for choosing to come out and spend your evening with us here tonight. absolutely love what we do. This is my true and natural place to be in this world. I think it's a huge part of why I was put on this earth, to make music. And I can't imagine not doing it, so thank you so much for continuing to support live music. This is awesome, I appreciate it so much.
Satisfied, I will be the one to hold it down. Kisses so hard.
Nation. Thank you, United Nation. I have two beautiful, beautiful girls, 7 and 12, and they are the greatest joys of my life. They're just incredible. I'm so lucky I have them on the road with me, and they partook in our adventure all across San Francisco today, and it was so much fun. But this next song was sort of written with them in mind, and that thing, that unconditional love that parents feel for their children and all the terror that comes along with it. Because there are a lot of storms that you all have to weather together, but it's that complete understanding and knowledge that you'll be there for them no matter what. And that is certainly what my father gave to me and what I hope to give to my children at all times. So this is for my daughters. It's called Beautiful Girl.
One thing I know is it will get better. Each every drop ends in the river. If I were divine, you'd be washing rain. Thank you.
That's right. The night is getting late in my vocal cords. Starting to go a little bit, so I'd love to hear you loud and proud. Better than chocolate, better than Finger snapping on this one. This is an ukulele, and this is my very first instrument, and I only recently rediscovered it not long ago when I was hanging out with Vincent in his studio, and he had this beautiful ukulele, and I picked it up, and I had no idea how to play it. I completely forgot its different strings. So he handed me a chart with all the chords on it, and I had just been given a really beautiful little love song that a dear friend of mine, Luke Doucette, wrote for me. And I proceeded to learn on the ukulele, and it was just the cutest thing ever. So I thought, I'm gonna leave it like that and record it. And it's on the record, it's called The Sound That Love Makes. Light and Frappa, that song. So when everybody up here starts snapping, you go ahead, snap away. Because I know y'all got good rhythm.
Can you hear it? This is the sound that love makes. Fingerprint of a snowflake paints a picture of you. Can you feel it? This is the flavor of sunshine. The way your body moves mine, I can chase you in the cool.
Thank you so much. You've been really, really amazing. so appreciate it. Please take care. Get home safe. Good night. Have an amazing summer.